That victory lap that Steve took is one that we probably all could have taken, if not for the fact that we were exhausted.
That game, ooh, good gracious, just makes electricity run throughout my body. This was it. This was the most important game of the year. This was a must-have game. The energy, just the whole week. When you walked into the stadium, the fans were out there a little earlier than normal. You could see the focus and the concentration in each guy's eyes and on their face. Just everybody was ready.
We jumped on them early, and we stayed on them, and they fought like a champion is supposed to fight.
Intercepted by Eric Davis. Ed Davis will score for the 49ers.
Whoever won that game was winning the Super Bowl, and we knew it, and you could feel it, and every fan in that stadium knew it, and every fan in that stadium, all of the faithful were there with their fists balled up right behind us, ready to swing.
And I can remember at the end of the game, I was standing by him in the huddle. He looked up, and we were going to call one of those quarterback kneel-down plays, and I think he was starting to tear up a little bit.
At the end of it, everyone sort of released in a different manner. Steve decided to take a trip around.
You couldn't stop him. You had people trying to, you know, pull him to the side and stop him for interviews. You know, he just was so excited. And more importantly, just the way he shared it with the fans.
And that was the day that Steve Young went down in history and then eventually on to win the Super Bowl after that and the Super Bowl MVP. Throwing 6 touchdown passes. So, you know, all of his teammates were very happy for him. And that's the day that put him in the Hall of Fame.